God, Heavenly Father, may we be able to focus on your word and clear out everything else on our minds. Lord, there are a great many things that, Lord God, we can try to figure out right now. But Lord God, put those aside so that your word may be prevalent. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So if you would get out your bulletin, we're going to be using the Gospel of Mark chapter 1 as the context of what we're talking about this morning. And if you didn't know it yesterday, there was a season that started. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about that. If I ask you about this picture, because my sermon doesn't make sense unless this picture's up there. There's a season that started yesterday. Anyone tell me what season it was? Wow, the NFL playoffs. Yeah, the culmination is just somewhere 2 hours away from here. Nobody cares, right? It's not worth anything to anybody. I realize that you guys are already downtrodden, and the Vikings haven't played yet, and your spirits are just, okay, makes sense. All right, so if I would ask you, how many of you guys, when you look at that picture, we're taking a look at supposedly what? Viking fans, all right? Anybody want to spend lunch with the guy in the middle? No? Would anyone, someone said yes? Oh, someone knows his name. All right, great. I don't know him yet. They shall know him by his paint. Excellent. So my guess is that he shows up every game and he looks like this. Is this correct? So you know his name, you know his background, and it every time you see him, I mean, you know what he's about. And so that's kind of what we want to take a look at this morning, because the NFL playoffs are a little crazy, and sometimes people get in their head, well, this is what's really important. So this morning, we kind of want to take a look at what's going on here with the backdrop of what we see. And so when we take a look at Mark chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it's not in this gospel lesson, but right before this gospel lesson, we look at Mark chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, and it says this, is it written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight path for him. And so we're taking a look this morning of course, John the Baptist is who we're going to take a look at. And in view of what the Viking fan looks like, we want to take a look at, what's a fan look like? And so this morning, we take a look at Mark chapter 1, verse 6. Let's read this together. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Okay, so the question is, could you distinguish him from anyone else? And so not very many people would like to wear camel hair. All right, so this is probably a garment similar to this, but it was made very simple, made of camel hair. And so he had a strap. Probably something that he got because somebody else's other leather garment broke. So what we're taking a look at is everything that John the Baptist is wearing is very, 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 very simple. Okay? When you take a look at what he's wearing, what his lifestyle was like, very simple. Kind of like a Viking fan, you know what they're trying to portray. All right, the Viking fan is saying he's all sold out for the Viking football team. All right, so what we want to talk about is John the Baptist, what he ate, what he... Anybody want to have a meal with John the Baptist? Nobody? Why not?
Wild in a survival situation, you've got to leave your prejudices behind. And that is energy. Energy means movement, and movement is vital if you're going to self-rescue. So here we go.
Anyone want to try it? No one. Why not? It's supposed to be high in omega-3. Yeah, you want to try it? Okay, yeah. In the summer, we'll bring some locusts and see how it goes. All right, so what we're trying to see here is that John's living very, 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 very simply. And that he has one message, and his message is not going to be clouded by what he looks like or what he is wearing or how many showers he's ever had in his lifetime. His message is very simple. It's not what I eat. It's not who I think I am. It's who I am to God. And so when we take a look at our message here from Mark chapter 1, when we look at what he was trying to say, what he said was what he was trying to portray. And what he portrayed here is that, okay, there is a God in heaven, and he's here on earth. Because that's what the prophet Isaiah said, that when you see me, that means he's just around the corner, literally. And Jesus is just around the corner. And he's saying to all of Israel, Israel, you don't understand who God is in your life. And there needs to be a change in what happens mentally. Don't worry about any other nation. You worry about who it is that you think you are and who God is in your life. Because that's what's number one. And so when we take a look at this, in Matthew chapter 25, if you would read this with me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to... So if I would ask you, if you were looking at what that looks like in a person, what kind of things would pop into your mind? What kind of things would say, okay, what's this person a fan of? What's number one in their life? Because this is Jesus saying, someday you will stand before me, one on your right, one on your left, and I will ask the same questions on the two sides, and I'll get two totally different answers. And so when we take a look at what is really important, what's number one, is this. When John the Baptist came, and he says, I'm preparing the way of the Lord for you. I'm going to make myself nothing so that everybody else that I come to meet is more important than I am. You don't understand that Jesus Christ is among you, and he will die for your sins. And to really comprehend that, why did Jesus come if it was just a snap of the fingers and your sins could be just taken away by this water and never to return? Why would he have to come in human form? He would have to come in human form because he would have to shed his blood, because only by the blood of a perfect man could our sins be washed away. And so when we take a look at what John was saying, is John was saying, I am nothing. He is everything. And only when I go to the Father and make myself down here, where it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, what I'm eating, it matters who Jesus is in my life, and that's the only thing that matters. Because then I have a right relationship with him. Then I need everything from him. And then I tell God, it doesn't matter who I am, what I have. God, you're the number one thing. And I just want to be a fan of you. I just want to dress in the kind of dress you want me to, because you want to clothe me in righteousness. And so that's what the garment he wants us to wear. And so only by the blood of the Lamb is that possible.
And so when we take a look at John's life, John was all about, you see this water? God uses simple things, and he says by it, you are to become a new person. And so when we take this top off, when water is combined with the Word of God, it becomes something new, something that we don't just bathe in every day, something that we just don't drink every day. It becomes something that's a source of life. There's sometimes we need to be reminded that we need to get back to the basics of what God is doing in our lives, not what the water is. It's the water combined with the Word, what God has said. And that is what we clothe ourselves. That is our war paint, what God has done in our lives. And so this becomes what Christ would do, what Christ is doing, what Christ is leading us out to do. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this day, Lord, in which the world is preparing to meet in our state, in a city in our state, Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, this is not the most important thing in the world, that just right afterwards, Lord God, the fanfare will go. Lord God, the bands and the music and everything will start to fade away. But Lord God, help us understand that's not you want for our faith. You don't want us to wither away. You wanted us to remind us each and every day that we see water, that we drink water, that it is by water that we are made new. So Lord God, we ask you to be with us, Lord. As Lord God, you want us to be your hands and feet. So Lord God, we ask you to be with us, Lord, to change us, to mold us with simple things so that we remember each and every day that because of your grace, we are set free from our sins. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.